Tasty Delight by Laughlight 501, read by Cookie Mom 6067. This place was a dump. The Corinthian might be a nightmare, but he'd grown quite fond of human comforts over the years. Immortality had allowed him to amass quite the fortune over the years, enough that he preferred to live in comfort and luxury. Carl's apartment could be considered neither comfortable nor luxurious. Barely habitable was more like it. Really, it was only the Corinthian's immortality that gave him the confidence needed to climb the rickety steps up to Carl's third-floor apartment. Tonight was the night. He was going to kill the sweet-natured boy tonight. It was bad enough that he had been texting him over the past 2 weeks. Granted, it was a burner phone, but still, this nonsense had to stop. Whatever power this mortal had on him was going to end. Tonight. But then the door opened, and all his murderous thoughts evaporated. "You're here!" Carl beamed and pulled the Corinthian in for an eager kiss. As soon as his lips pressed into Carl's, the entire world melted away. All there was were Carl's soft lips and his naughty tongue dipping in to tease at the Corinthian's. Carl moaned when he nibbled at his plump lower lip and swayed against him. Carl hummed when their lips finally parted. "I'm so glad you had business in Los Angeles." He didn't, not really. But there were always heads to hunt, and L.A. was as good a place as any, and he'd had unfinished business. "Come," Carl pulled him into the apartment. Apartment was a generous term. It was one room that was smaller than most of the hotel rooms he stayed in. It had what could be called a kitchen, with a stove so small that it only had two burners, and a refrigerator small enough to fit under the counter. The only furnishings were a queen-sized bed and a tiny table for two. "It's not much, but it's worth it to not have a roommate. It's quaint." Carl chuckled and playfully batted against his bicep. The Corinthian raised an eyebrow in warning. No one had ever touched him with such disrespect. But Carl was already taking the three steps that brought him into the kitchen. "I brought you something from the restaurant. You mentioned that you like sweets." Sending a quick smile over his shoulder, Carl reached into the refrigerator and pulled out a little box. "Voila! My boss said that I make the best pettifours that he's ever had, so naturally I had to bring one back for you." The Corinthian followed Carl into the kitchen and pinned him against the counter. He nestled against Carl's neck while he opened the box. Carl was right. He had quite the sweet tooth, and right now Carl smelled faintly of vanilla. "It's a vanilla custard, chocolate cake, and raspberry curd," Carl mumbled as the Corinthian started to nibble against his ear. "Is that right? It just so happens that I am famished." The Corinthian leaned away from Carl just enough to open the box. Carl had been right. The colorful concoction in the box looked almost as tasty as the boy panting against the counter. He moaned in anticipation and dipped a finger into the creamy custard. Rather than bringing the digit to his mouth, he smeared the mousse onto Carl's exposed collarbone. "Mmm," he groaned as he licked up the vanilla off of Carl's smooth skin. "You're right, this does taste delicious." Chuckling in delight, Carl leaned to give him better access. "Normally, people eat it with the fork or spoon." "Good," he answered. He started tugging Carl's shirt over his head, revealing all his pretty golden skin. "I'm the only one that gets to eat this off of you." The dessert really did taste exquisite. Normally, American desserts tasted either too artificial or too sweet, but not Carl's. He balanced the sweetness of the vanilla with the bright, fresh raspberries and dark, savory chocolate in a way that was absolute perfection. But even better was getting to taste Carl. He explored every inch of Carl's chest, licking chocolate off his nipples, custard off his abs. Then he undid the buttons of his pants and worshipped the dip of his hip and the base of his cock. Carl was a shivering, dripping mess by the time the Corinthian turned him to get his mouth on Carl's perfect ass. His ass was just as tight and perky as the Corinthian remembered. The sumptuous bubble ass gave him an idea. He pulled Carl's hips back and pressed down between his shoulder blades until he was angled just right. He grabbed a raspberry and balanced it on top of one of the pert globes of Carl's ass. "Now don't let that fall, or I'll have to punish you." Carl purred and threw one sly smile over his shoulder. "Maybe I want you to punish me. Is that right?" Carl had been remarkably receptive to his rough treatment last time. The Corinthian lightly bit into the fleshy part of his ass, just thinking about the many ways he could wring pleasure out of the young man. "You could spank me." The words went straight to his already hard cock. His mind filled with images of pink peppered across gold skin and the way the flesh would ripple with each hit. "Fine. If you're good, I'll spank you. But if you let that raspberry drop, I don't think you'll like your punishment very much." Carl pouted beautifully, his seafoam eyes sparkling in the dim moonlight. "Oh, all right. Where's your lube, sugar?" "The drawer next to the bed. I bought a new bottle just for you." "Is that right?" he said with a raised eyebrow. He took his time walking the short distance to the nightstand, letting Carl tremble in anticipation. Most of the boy's belongings were still in boxes, but he'd still managed to add a few colorful, homey touches here and there. His bed had a small pile of soft pillows and blankets, and he'd hung an intricate tapestry across one wall. "Come on, Corey. I'm dying over here." One day, he'd hear Carl cry out his real name. It'd be the last time. Probably the same day that Carl got to see under his sunglasses, but it would be almost worth it to hear that beautiful voice say his true name. "Such disrespect, Carl. I'll have to punish you severely for that." "Promises, promises," Carl moaned. His eyes practically glowed with anticipation as they followed the Corinthian. Opening the nightstand, he found not only a bottle of lube, but also a few fun-looking toys. "Oh, Carl." "I told you I have needs," Carl said with a bright smile, "and my favorite person to fulfill them is only in town every couple of weeks." "Only person to fulfill them," he growled. Grabbing the lube, he stalked back to the grinning boy. "The only one," Carl agreed, his smile turning affectionate. Eyes flicking down to where the raspberry was still sitting proudly, Carl batted his eyelashes. "I've been good, sir. Can I have my reward?" "Oh, I don't know how good you've been," the Corinthian murmured, but he stooped to lick off the raspberry and then, for good measure, sucked a bruise into the flesh. When he was done, Carl would be thoroughly marked by him, inside and out. When Carl moaned, low and loud, he slapped the unbruised cheek, turning the sound to a breathy cry. He slapped it again, watching the plump flesh ripple the way he'd imagined. All those hours of working on his feet had given Carl the perfect ass, and the Corinthian meant to worship it the way he deserved. He took turns, alternating between turning golden skin pink with slaps and sucking red and purple marks until Carl was moaning and pushing back into his touch. "Corey, I've been good, haven't I?" "The best, sugar. Come on, you know what I want." Pleased that Carl would carry his marks for at least a few days, the Corinthian slicked up his fingers while he kissed up each bump of Carl's spine. "You want me to fuck you so hard that you can't help but think about me every time you walk," he answered, sucking a hard mark into Carl's shoulder. Carl moaned and pushed back against his body. "I want you to fuck me so hard I can't walk." The Corinthian rubbed one slick finger against Carl's tight furl. This boy's mouth was going to get him into trouble one day. It was only through sheer luck that the Corinthian was being so merciful. He kept rubbing against that tight entrance as he watched Carl's euphoric face. Carl needed him, the same way that boy had needed the Corinthian. It was a miracle that such a spectacular creature was not already dead. Hadn't it been the Corinthian's intention to kill Carl tonight? But try as he might, he couldn't muster the will to snip his thread. He kept teasing at Carl's rim until his young lover opened his mouth to argue or complain, and then he plunged in. Whatever Carl was going to say, was lost to a long moan as the Corinthian's long finger began to press his side. "Yes," Carl moaned as the Corinthian's finger began to thrust into him. There was a special sort of eroticism in fucking Carl like this. The spectacular creature was fully nude, pressed tight between the counter and the Corinthian's fully clothed body. If anyone were to look in through the window, he was sure that Carl's skin would practically shimmer next to the white of his suit. But he'd have to kill anyone that watched them. No one else could see the way Carl arched back into his hand, or the way his lips parted in tiny pants. That was for him, and him alone. His free hand glided up Carl's chest, feeling his warm skin, his firm chest. He wanted Carl to look at him. He slid his hand higher with the intention of turning Carl's chin to face him. Carl's eye flashed open when the Corinthian reached his neck. "No choking," he squeaked. His entire body flexed until the Corinthian released him. "I wasn't going to," he murmured. He pressed one finger to Carl's chin. "I just wanted to look at you." "Oh." Carl's cheeks flushed in embarrassment, but he leaned forward to kiss the Corinthian. The sad tension eased out of his body, and he relaxed into the Corinthian's touch. He continued his ministrations, simultaneously plundering Carl's mouth and stretching his hole until the boy was putty without the slightest bit of trepidation. He gave one passing thought to Carl's phobia. He'd find out by the end of the night why choking scared him so much. But for now, he had other priorities. Deeming Carl relaxed enough, he withdrew his fingers and placed one final kiss on Carl's slack lips. "Are you finally going to fuck me?" "Hard enough that you won't be able to walk tomorrow," he lied. He didn't even bother to undress, simply shoved his pants down to mid-thigh. Slicking up his cock, he shifted and drove into Carl in one smooth slide. He set a hard pace from the start, sending Carl to the tips of his toes with each rough thrust. Carl didn't mind. He braced himself against the cabinets and attempted to meet each snap of the Corinthian's hips. Soon the tiny apartment was filled with the sounds of slapping skin and loud moans. "Yes, yes, harder." The Corinthian firmed his grip on Carl's hip and added more force to his thrusts. Every slide into Carl felt the closest he'd ever get to heaven. He couldn't remember the last time he had sex with someone more than once, probably when he was still living in the dreaming. But the novelty of fucking Carl hadn't worn off. He was starting to find out just how hard Carl liked it. He was learning which angles would make his breathy moans turn to desperate whimpers. Wanting to keep them both on edge a little longer, he leaned forward to bite marks into Carl's shoulders and back. He was already trying to invent excuses to come to Los Angeles more often, but at least these marks would show that Carl belonged to him for a few more days. Carl could look into the mirror during the Corinthian's absence and remember him. "I'm going to get you some toys so you can fuck yourself while I'm gone," he grunted. "You're only allowed to use them when I'm on the phone with you. Make you come from halfway across the country." "Yes, please. Or if you're bad, I'll stick you in a cock cage. I'll keep you keyed up for weeks." Carl whimpered loudly, but his hand scrambled across the cheap wood of the cabinets for purchase to meet the Corinthian's thrusts. "I'll be good. I'll be so good for you." He was. Carl was turning into the most perfect toy. His ass squeezed and welcomed the Corinthian's cock like no one else had ever before. "Will you be good for me and come on my cock?" Carl whimpered again but nodded and redoubled his efforts to thrust back onto his cock. A light sheen of sweat had formed over his skin, making him shimmer in the moonlight. He was spectacular. The visual almost tipped him over the edge, but he wanted Carl to come first. He wanted the boy to scream in pleasure as he found his own orgasm. "Come for me, Carl," he growled. "I can't. I need..." He wasn't going to stroke Carl, but he was willing to give him a little something else. Swinging his arm back, he laid another slap onto Carl's already rosy ass. Carl clenched deliciously around his cock, and the Corinthian almost lost his self-control then and there. He spanked him twice more in quick succession, and Carl fell apart. Carl threw back his head in ecstasy and cried out. Every muscle in his body flexed as if electricity was coursing through him. His pulsing hole sent the Corinthian tumbling after him into his own orgasm. He buried himself deep and let the passion overtake him. Once again, the pleasure was overwhelming. No other thrill, be it sex or murder, could compare to the sheer euphoria of filling Carl with his seed. Carl was his, on a level more so than any of his previous conquests or victims. Carl belonged to him. While his body trembled through aftershocks, he traced each of the marks he'd left with his tongue and lips. His movements were surprisingly gentle as he soothed away the faint bruises. Carl was trembling too, and it was obvious that without the counter and the Corinthian's cock to hold him up, he might melt onto the floor. That was... Carl couldn't even finish the thought. Instead, just moaned and leaned his head against the counter. His radiant smile shone in the dull light, though. Good enough that you won't be able to walk tomorrow. Carl made a happy purring noise and propped his face onto his hands. You'll have to carry me to bed. There was a first time for everything. Pulling out, he kept one hand on Carl's back while the other quickly stripped out of the rest of his clothing. The cruel part of the Corinthian wanted to let the boy crumple onto the floor. But another part of him, the part he so rarely listened to, didn't want to dim that smile. Once he was nude, he swung the boy into his arms. It was no hardship. Not only did Carl look so pretty cuddled up in his arms, he really didn't weigh that much. Despite being muscular, he was still lean and almost half a foot shorter than the Corinthian. His mind was filled with ideas of how to use their size difference to his advantage by the time he deposited Carl onto the bed and crawled in with him. Your apartment is tiny. The insult didn't faze Carl, who instead cuddled against the Corinthian's chest, drawing lazy patterns over his nipple. Pastry chefs don't get paid very much, even if they make excellent pettifours. Even this place is going to stretch my paycheck. The Corinthian frowned. Not that Carl saw. He didn't like the idea of this sweet boy stressing to make ends meet. It'll all be worth it when I can open my own bakery, Carl continued, yawning slightly against the Corinthian's right pec. I'm used to living frugally, and they feed me at the restaurant. I'll be fine. Opening his eyes, he grinned up flirtatiously. Don't worry. I'll still be able to afford necessities, like lube. The Corinthian growled, brat. But he was already planning on ordering a few necessities. He was serious about getting some toys for Carl. He'd stopped trying to tell himself that he was going to kill Carl somewhere around the first spanking. Whatever it was that was happening between them would certainly end in Carl's death, but he was no longer in a hurry to see that happen. He wanted to savor Carl and all the delights he had to offer. Give me a couple minutes and you can punish me, Carl yawned, cuddling closer to the Corinthian's chest and completely oblivious to how many times he'd tempted death over the past weeks. Carl? The Corinthian asked when they lapsed into silence. What's with the no-choking thing? He waited for the discomfort, but saw nothing beyond Carl wrinkling his nose and snuggling in closer. I had a bad experience with an ex. Without even knowing more, the words began to rekindle the violence in him that had gone dormant for the past hours. A bad kink experience, he asked, attempting to keep his voice mild. I wish, Carl muttered. No, Jeff was as vanilla as it got. He tried to make me feel like a pervert when I tried introducing a little bondage into our sex lives. He used to insist on taking equal turns topping and bottoming, saying that we were bad gay men if we didn't. He would never attempt something as shameful or deviant as breath play. Sounds like a prick, the Corinthian said. But he sensed more to the story, like a serpent coiling and readying to strike. That doesn't explain the choking thing, though. Carl sighed heavily and opened his eyes. Shifting, he propped himself on the Corinthian's chest and stared soulful, seafoam eyes at him. We were only together a couple of months, but I was getting frustrated with his holier-than-thou attitude. When I broke up with him, he went crazy. He started choking me until I passed out. One moment my vision was going black while he called me a filthy whore, and the next I woke up on the floor of my living room. The Corinthian had murdered hundreds, maybe even thousands, but he'd never felt this kind of violence before. He wanted to break something, tear someone limb from limb. It took all his self-control to cradle Carl's face tenderly instead. "I'm sorry, sugar." "It's fine." Carl shrugged off his pain with false nonchalance. "He taught me to never be ashamed of what I want or like. And he taught me that people that act morally superior are normally the biggest assholes behind closed doors." He suspected the answer but still asked, "Did you call the authorities?" "No, it was hard enough being a gay kid in rural Idaho. I wasn't going to get involved with the cops. I cleaned myself off, then moved to New Jersey where I met Rose." "I'm still sorry that happened to you." The Corinthian didn't feel emotions the same way the humans did, but he felt something when hearing about Carl's pain, something violent. "I promise to never choke you." He'd live up to that promise. Even when the inevitable day came when he had to snuff out Carl's light, he'd choose a different way. Carl would never have to relive that particular hell. "Thanks, babe. I trust you," Carl said, so sweet and innocent, never realizing who he was sleeping with. "I'm still working on getting over that particular trauma, so maybe just tread carefully when your hands are near my throat. Is there anything that you don't want me to do?" He had to think it through for a moment. In his century of life with humans, he'd explored quite a bit, and he'd done even more when he'd been in the dreaming. There were things that he didn't find particularly stimulating, but sweet Carl had probably never even heard of the things that the Corinthian found extreme. "Just don't take off my glasses." Carl smiled and arched up to trail a finger over the Corinthian's cheek. His touch was feather light, but the Corinthian still waited to see what he'd do. If Carl took off his glasses, even playfully, the game would be over. He'd have no choice but to kill him. But he needn't have worried. Carl only smiled and gently skimmed a finger over the edge of his glasses. "I promise not to take them off until you're ready," he said solemnly. "Do you have goggles or something, though?" The surprisingly sweet moment shifted quickly, leaving the Corinthian utterly perplexed. "What? Goggles? I would really like you to spend the night one of these times and sleep with your arms wrapped around me, but something tells me you don't sleep with these glasses on." The Corinthian was momentarily speechless by the sweet and thoughtful words. "I can get something to sleep in for next time," he murmured, making Carl glow with happiness. This kind boy was too good for this world. Now that he wasn't going to kill him, he may need to take action to make sure that no one else did. "Hey, sugar, about this Jeff, what's his last name?" The happy glow dimmed, and Carl looked uncomfortable for the first time in their short acquaintance. "Corey, you don't need..." "Carl," he said firmly, lifting up his chin until Carl had no choice but to meet his gaze. "Tell me his last name." Still no fear. Carl even rolled his eyes a little before answering. "Wood. His name is Jeff Wood. Last I checked, he was in Utah and completely out of my life." "Jeff Wood," the Corinthian thought to himself as Carl curled around him again. While Carl chattered happily about his life in L.A., his new job, and his future plans of opening a bakery, the Corinthian made his own plans. He'd pay this Jeff a visit. Maybe he'd call Carl while he did it, talk him through an orgasm while he snuffed out his ex. Yeah, that sounded like the perfect plan. He didn't need to kill Carl. He'd just kill everyone that even thought about hurting him.